Of the two big English celebrations of the summer, the Diamond Jubilee concert and the Olympics, your music is included in one but not the other. So you're in the Olympics but weren't in the Diamond Jubilee. Is that the way you'd want it?
We're in the Olympics, are we?
According to a list which was a leak, so it hasn't been confirmed.
Leaks?
God Save the Queen and Pretty Vacant will be included, it is said, in Danny Boyle's music track for his
opening Did he ceremony. Put that out himself?
We don't think it's said to be leaked. Who knows? It was leaked.
Man, you're talking gossip to me.
Yeah, but it's...
Yeah, these are situations...
It hasn't been denied.
These are situations still in debate.
Would you... I have met...
No, please don't interrupt, right? I have met with Danny Boyle. He seems a nice enough person to me. Look, there's no reason at all that I could be included in the Jubilee, frankly. Although I thought it was very nice to watch the royal family float down the river. And I've said many things about the royal family, but I have no resentment to them as human beings. I loved her to death for standing up like that on that boat in that dreary weather. And I do love pageantry. I can't help it. You know, I'm an Arsenal supporter. We don't get enough.
But if God Save the Queen is included in the opening ceremony, then the Queen is likely to be there. I mean, that would be quite an extraordinary moment, wouldn't it, if she is there while that song is played?
Yeah, it would be taken as a real good compliment, because up till now, nobody's wanted that included at all. Mm. All right, there are negotiations, and I'm not going to tell you what they are, but this is Jubilee year, and I'm Johnny Rotten, and I'm telling you, I think without God Save the Queen being mentioned in the opening ceremony...
Your version?
Yeah, that's the one most known, isn't it?
It is. That's the one you're pushing for.
All right. That would be nice. I'm not pushing for it, but if they're pushing for it, which they are, then I'm going to deal with them accordingly. And they either go along with what we suggest, or it won't exist at all. But I'm never having a song like God Save the Queen used in a nasty, derogatory way. That is a song of question. It is not a vicious assault on any human being. It is taking on the powers that be and the institutions that govern us that I think all need to be questioned about what it is to be British. And I'm the one to do it. God save the Queen.
If it is played, as you know, the camera will go to the Queen's face, won't it, as she listens to those opening words?
Again, you're making an assumption that I'm not aware of. You seem to have a full film script here in your head.
No,
and you're asking me to fill in the pieces. I can't. I don't know all the pieces to this jigsaw. All right? But I doubt that's what they do, because that would be kind of not healthy for me or the royal family.